25 minutes after 5 o'clock, Afropolitans. And of course, in recent times, we've seen ongoing pressure on the South African economy with the load shedding schedule. Whilst that's been on hold for a week or just over that, what we are seeing is that it does have an impact on businesses, especially businesses who rely quite heavily on electricity usage. But what does that mean for you as an employee, especially if you're in the services space where you rely on power to execute your services and could be facing the potential of either being retrenched or not being paid on the days where you are unable to render your services because there was no electricity? To give us some understanding regarding the Basic Conditions of Employment Act and what it does say about employers required to pay salaries and, of course, the details regarding under which conditions they do so, I'm joined on the line now by Adil Patel. He's a National Practice Head Director in Johannesburg's office for Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr Attorneys. Great to have you, Adil. Let's actually get a quick refresher firstly in understanding the Basic Conditions of Employment Act. It's basically there to serve our purpose and needs and rights as employees. Is that correct?
That is correct. So the Basic Conditions of Employment Act sets out the minimum rights which employees are entitled to. What would happen when an employee joins or takes up employment? Usually the employer will inform the employee that you will render services to us for approximately 45 hours per week. Contracts of employment do not have a provision which says that if we don't have work for you, we could send you home, or that we will not pay you should there be no electricity or no water, or there is a shutdown period. Mm. So those are usually, so because no one actually foresaw that we were going to have load shedding, alternatively that load shedding was going to last for such a long period. So what then happens is an employee comes to work and there's load shedding and they can't render any services. They can't cook food, or alternatively they can't serve customers. In those situations, the employer is obliged to continue paying the employee. They cannot simply tell the employee, because we can't serve customers or because the store is not open, we are not going to pay you any remuneration, or we're not going to pay you your salary, because it's not out of the employee's own will or because the employee's conduct that they're unable to render services.
So
the question is,
go ahead, because what I'm trying to get a sense and understanding of here is, if current employees are facing the threat of not receiving payment, what recourse then do they have in order to make sure that their employers are abiding by the law?
Well, those sort of things, so it depends on the threshold. So they could lodge a claim to the Labour Court, they could lodge a claim to the CCMA, alternatively they could lodge a claim to the Department of Labour to say, I've tendered my services, the employer is not paying me even though I've tendered my services. The fact that you as the employer can't operate your business is no fault of the employee. Mm. But what employers are becoming creative, and what they are doing is to say, they're trying to amend their contracts of employment through a process of consultation and sometimes by agreement, to say that insofar as we are unable to provide you with work for a period of time, either a week or two or a couple of hours, we will place you on what is called short time, or we will send you home and not pay you for those hours that you don't render services. But I must emphasize the following.
Sure.
And that sort of clause is by agreement only. And if it's not by agreement, some employers are trying to go through a restructuring process to say, because of the load shedding, our businesses are taking a hit. As a result, we need to reduce our operational expenditure and therefore reduce the number of people we have in our organization. But as we stand today, most employees are entitled to claim payment, even though there's water shedding or load shedding.
I think a powerful point for us to leave it on there, Adele. We heard you loud and clear. And if I get you correctly, just to relay this in simple terms to Afropolitans, if you happen or I happen to be a chef at Kaya FM Kitcheners and there happens to be load shedding, no backup generator provided, I am still entitled to receive my payment for the hours that I've committed in order to be there to surrender my services as a chef or a cleaner who might be using water there to provide that service to that company. Only under an agreement with the company and through a contractual agreement as well, where all parties have actually acknowledged that should the company not have electricity or not have any water, then is the company able or the employer essentially able then not to reward me for my services. So clear impacts that we need to be aware of here, and agreement is quite critical and constant engagement. So even for small businesses and entrepreneurs who work within these spaces and are looking to cut back on costs, be mindful of the fact that there are legal implications of not abiding by the Basic Conditions of Employment Act. Adele, a great pleasure having you with us today, and thank you for bringing such important news to our attention, especially in an environment where job cuts have become a real reality for South Africans. That's Adele Patel, who is the National Practice Head Director at the Johannesburg office of Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Just after 5:30 now, let's get your latest news.